Before the Kuomintang government of the Republic of China retreated to Taiwan, the attitude of the nationalists towards the communists could be divided into three general phases: toleration, extermination, and cooperation. The years from 1923 to 1927 are known as the Era of Toleration. At that time, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, founder of the Republic of China, wanted to study the Russian experience in hope of stabilizing the nation. So he allowed members of the Communist Party to join his Nationalist Party as individuals. At that time, such notable communist figures as Mao Zedong were elected as members or alternates to the Kuomintang's Central Standing Committee. The names in the display case here testify to this policy of toleration. At the same time, the nationalist government established the Huangpu Military Academy to develop the nation's army and successfully complete the task of the Northern Expedition to unify the country. After the communists joined the Nationalist Party, they quickly took advantage of the resources to strengthen their own momentum. Seeing the danger in this, the Kuomintang began to actively root them out. After 4 years of extermination, only remnants were left trapped in northern Shanxi. Before the communists could be wiped out, however, policy differences in resisting the Japanese led in 1936 to the Xi'an incident, in which Chiang Kai-shek was kidnapped to make peace with the communists and unify the country against the Japanese. Thus, the Kuomintang and communists were forced into a period of cooperation as they joined forces to resist Japanese aggression, also resulting in the power struggle that would plague China in the following era. After the end of the Second Sino-Japanese War, the Nationalists and Communists continued their struggle for supremacy with the same intensity as before, as all-out fighting erupted in June of 1946. Atrocities in the war against the Japanese sapped support for the Nationalist government as it lost battle after battle, retreating to Chongqing before finally evacuating to Taipei. In 1949, the Kuomintang government made Taiwan its last stand, as the entire mainland was lost to the communists.